Merci, Madame la Présidente. Alors, je dépose le rapport de la Commission de l'aménagement du territoire qui, les 14, 19 et 20 septembre 2023, a tenu des auditions publiques dans le cadre des consultations particulières sur le projet de loi numéro 31, loi modifiant diverses dispositions législatives en matière d'habitation.
That was Planning and Public Domain Committee Chair Sébastien Schneeberger submitting the committee's report on Bill 31 to the National Assembly. This move on Thursday marks the end to consultations on the bill. During the three sessions, committee members heard from interest groups representing landlords and tenants, as well as cities, students, and workers. Much of the public attention on Bill 31 has focused on the end to lease transfers. Those concerns were echoed by groups like the Association des Juristes Progressistes. Here's Kimianne Brown.
Il faut comprendre, et c'est très important, que la cession de bail, c'est un corollaire et une dimension essentielle du droit maintenant des lieux des locataires.
We need to understand it's very important that lease transfers are an essential dimension of renters' rights. We consider this proposition in Bill 31 to be creating a significant imbalance between owners and renters. We're concerned that this brings about a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. Meanwhile, the Quebec Landlords Association advocated for a mass deregulation of the rental market. They proposed not only getting rid of lease transfers, but also mechanisms that would help tenants appeal unreasonable rent increases and apply to fix their rent, as well as the need for landlords to demonstrate good faith when evicting tenants. When asked by Housing Minister Francilaine Duranceau whether the hot rental market was really that rigorous for landlords, Association President Martin Messier responded in the affirmative, saying things were atrocious for landlords.
Le marché est très rigoureux. Le contrôle des loyers est absolument atroce pour les propriétaires.
In their presentation on Wednesday, the City of Montreal also asked the province to respect the right to lease transfers. This request was part of a dozen recommendations to address the housing crisis. These include sustained support on social housing, harsher penalties for fraudulent evictions, and more resources for the TAL, Quebec's housing tribunal. And these recommendations are only a fraction of what was offered during the consultation sessions. This shows the scope of the bill. It's not just about lease transfers, but includes changes to leases, evictions, court proceedings, and more. CQUT spoke to Catherine Claveau, bâtonnière of the Barreau de Québec, which represents lawyers in the province. She said their submission to the committee had to do with representation at the housing tribunal.
Dans la loi actuelle, lorsque une personne physique, donc monsieur, madame, tout le monde, se présente devant le tribunal, il peut être représenté par son conjoint ou un avocat.
Under the current law, when a person goes to the housing tribunal, they can be represented by their spouse or their lawyer, or can apply for representation by a parent, friend, or ally under certain cases. Now, Bill 31 would do away with those restrictions, allowing Quebecers to choose a representative without demand or justification. Claveau said she and the Barreau approved of this change, but also said those representatives shouldn't be allowed to turn a profit to avoid potential abuse.
Nous considérons que le projet de loi devrait prévoir que tout mandat, autre que celui conclu avec un avocat ou un professionnel, devrait être gratuit pour éviter qu'il y ait des abus, que des charlatans, par exemple, s'ouvrent une carrière de représentant de personnes physiques, parfois vulnérables, en disant « donnez-moi par exemple 500 $ et je vais aller vous représenter sans aucune garantie de qualité. »
The Barreau de Québec also wants housing-focused NGOs, especially housing committees, to be able to represent people at the TAL.
Alors nous, c'est ça, ce qu'on propose, c'est effectivement ce qui pourrait être utile en matière de logement, c'est que des organismes sans but lucratif voués à la défense ou aux intérêts des locataires, comme les comités de logement, qui ont développé vraiment une expertise pour accompagner le justiciaire, pourraient offrir gratuitement des services de représentation devant le tribunal administratif du logement, ce qui n'est pas le cas actuellement. Effectivement, on propose d'élargir ça également.
Following the submission of the committee report to the National Assembly, Bill 31 will return for close reading by Parliamentary Commission. If there are any amendments, that's when we'll start to see them. I'm Jules Bigel. Thanks for listening.